coming into our sitting practice with postures that are agreeable for alertness, awakeness, for going inward, taking a bit of time to ground in the body, feel the touch points. Notice ambient sounds as you settle. Feel the breath, perhaps some nice full breaths to really connect with it. When you're ready, just letting the breathing subside, be just as it is. Remembering your intentions for practice today, letting them guide. And can we, with those intentions, bring a spirit of interest to the practice? We think we know the breath. We think it's always the same, except those little moments when we're out of breath or excited or anxious. We don't know the breath. It is infinitely changing. Where can you feel it, where it may hold your attention best, where it's interesting? It might be your usual place, but it might not be today. It could be something, oh, breath in the back. How about that? Breath in the pelvis. Huh. Or in the hands. So letting your attention abide in breathing where it's interesting. And bringing a friendliness to that interest as we sit here. Coming back as attention wanders. letting go of thinking we know how the breath is. Letting go of the notion that the breath is boring. As Fritz Perl said, if you're bored, you're not paying attention enough. Can we deepen our attention? The breath is a doorway into being, simply being. Without thought, simple presence. We come into a retreat day seeking peace and light and lightness and ease. And yet we may enter into the day with a great deal of stress, tension, our own inner darkness that we may be needing to give a bit of attention to. And so as these possible moments are showing up for you, noting them as they show, acknowledging them with a don't know mind. And letting them be again and again as we gently return to the breathing. And see what happens when we do that. What happens to these places that are challenging, that are sad, that are dark, that are worrisome. Perhaps a little smile of recognition as these thoughts and emotions and sensations show. Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us, suffering is not enough. Life is both dreadful and wonderful, dark and light. How can I smile when I am filled with so much sorrow? It is natural. You need to smile to your sorrow because you are more than your sorrow. You are more than your sorrow. Sometimes it's not enough to simply note these places that are challenging. Sometimes we need to go into them more deeply. And so this is where we can take a bit of time to invite in a difficulty that may be currently popping up in your practice, an issue in your life that you'd like to give some mindful, kindful attention to, that you'd like to seek clarity about. And from Pablo Neruda, seeking clarity. If each day falls inside each night, there exists a well where clarity is imprisoned. We need to sit on the rim of the well of darkness and fish for fallen light with patience. And so inviting in a difficulty, letting us sit on this well of darkness, whatever it may be for each of you. Remembering our RAIN practice and preceding that acronym, a G, to ground ourselves. So feeling very grounded. Emphasize the touch points a little more. If you're sitting on the edge of a well, you want to feel very grounded. And then the R of RAIN is to recognize what the issue is with a word, a name. And the A is to allow it to be here right now. Okay. Let you be here. Show me. And the I is the showing, the investigating. So there may be a whole story with this place of darkness. Use the story as a springboard into the recognizing, the allowing, and then ultimately the investigating through the body. Let the story go then. And notice how the issue shows in the body. The wisdom of the mysterious body. The N of RAIN is carried throughout the practice. The N that reminds us it's not always so, it's not permanent. This issue is nature rolling on. And with that, we also have the N of nurturing ourselves, perhaps with soothing touch, soothing words, without trying to get rid of it. So practicing in the silence, if you care to, or simply continue with the breathing. And taking a few moments longer to wrap up your practice with rain, with this issue. Letting go of it having to be a certain way. Respecting the process, maybe something we return to again and again. And feeling body sitting and being breathed again, wherever it's easy, resting there. Trusting the unfolding of practice. William Blake reminds us, joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Under every grief and pine runs a joy with silken twine. It is right it should be so. We were made for joy and woe. And when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. And so some moments, our lives, with their immensity and fear, as Rilke said, feel bounded, now immeasurable, our lives alternatively a stone in you and a star. And in these last few moments of our practice, being aware of how it's been for you to practice in these ways. With interest in breathing, the not knowing of the breathing. With interest in a difficulty. Of allowing that being in the dark about a difficulty. And taking some encouragement from this last poem by Lynn Ungar, who is a Toronto poet. And it's a seasonal poem. And you'll recognize some, will recognize the opening lines are from the Christian Bible, Christian Gospel, from Luke. And the poem's called Fear Not. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. Which is maybe a silly thing for a creature made of wings and eyes to say to a couple of schmoes who were just hanging out with their sheep until the heavens cracked open. Who wouldn't be afraid? And who stops being afraid because someone tells you? And yet, fear not is the thing that angels say, apparently. An angel says it to Mary and to Joseph, fear not, as if that would undo the panic of the moment, let alone all the hardship to come. The story never says if Mary or Joseph or the shepherds were comforted by these fear-denying angels. Likely not. But all of them moved forward, did the next thing that was to be done, which is about all you can ask. And maybe when the word came from Herod about smiting babies and they had to run, maybe when all the daily terrors of life descend, it could be good to have the angelic voices whispering, fear not, all down the long road, and reminding you about the tidings of great joy.